Is this part two? Is this the second time around?
It's number two shovel.
Oh, well, hey, everybody. We had a little bit of a technical difficulty, so we're going to start all over.
Can't hear that.
I know you can. Thank you for joining the On the Gold podcast. My name is Kevin Hoagland. I'm your host, and today is a Hallmark moment. Not only did we go live for the first time, we had to go live twice because we had a little bit of technical difficulty. This episode is the 5 and 5, and it's with Dominic Ritchie, the Executive Director of Operations for the Lost Dutchman Mining Association, the Gold Prospectors Association of America.
Breathe.
Yeah, I know. And this is all about what's going on at the LDMA. I've had a lot of people have been asking questions. What's happening at the LDMA? What's going on with some of their events and things that are happening over the next 2020 year?
Yeah.
So, Dominic, first off, welcome to the On the Gold podcast.
Kevin. You know, obviously, this last few years, the events have been a passion of mine. We've been going bigger. Lots of changes happening. We're still finding lots of gold, but we're finding more gold. The camps, each camp is unique. You've been to them all, Kevin.
Oh, yeah. For years.
We're just having a blast. And it's fun to just stand back at different points in time watching people interact, people finding their first gold, people not knowing a thing. And by the time that that outing is over, they're like, I'm coming back next week. So a lot of fun, a lot of things happening. I can tell you, I'll let it out of the bag.
What's that?
In this next coming Gold Prospectors magazine, the January, February, there's going to be an article in there of what's happening at the camps. And I don't mean just the national outings. You know, we're tuning into what some of the individual camps are. You know, if you go out to Stanton, Arizona, you have a craft room that's in. It's amazing what the ladies out there are doing. And I don't mean to say ladies. The men are in there playing, too.
Right.
They have potlucks, different dinners that they do, all kinds of activities, you know, bingo, poker. Tons of activities. It's not about just going and getting the gold. Each of the camps, there will be, some are set dates, some are telling you monthly that they're doing different activities. We want people to know when you go into a camp, it's not just, what do I do now?
Right.
You know, if you want to go play gold all day long, every day, go for it. Right. You want to relax a little bit, there's things to do.
You know, I want to get back to what's going on at the camps, but one of the things that I wanted to talk about are the events that are going on in 2020, because there are an incredible number of events.
Oh, there are.
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff going on.
I was talking with Brandon Johnson, our boss, and he's like, what are you doing? And I said, full throttle or nothing. You know, we're going out. We have 11 dirt parties. You know, I don't want to mess up this here, but, you know, I'm going to stand back. You know, when you're out there, it's a dirt party! Sorry, everybody.
That hurt.
But
that's okay.
You know, these dirt parties, these common dig outings.
You just rattled Paul's ears right off of his head.
Who's Paul?
The guy who's on the camera.
Hi, Paul. But, you know, these dirt parties, we're getting bigger. We're teaching people. We broke out the hunts. So the hunts are their own separate event in 2020, and we're going to have four of them.
Okay, let's back up.
Back up.
What is a dirt party?
Dirt party is basically a five-day common dig operation. But some people can't make it all 5 days. If you let us know, you can come in for 3 days. Come in Friday, leave Sunday. But, you know, we're running four straight days of running good gold-bearing material.
Right.
You know, the equipment is already there. Dry washers, depending where we're at. We used a lot of trommels this past year. I guarantee you the trommels are coming back. We have big super high bankers. And then we have the regular stuff that's not intimidating for just somebody that wants to go run their own pace.
Sure.
So a lot of equipment. We're finding gold every day. There's education going on, you know, how to prospect, GPS. We always do field trips of the camps. A lot of times people go into our camps and go, where could we go prospecting? So we take them and walk them around. We teach them geology. We tell them, you know what, in California you're going to look for this, but up here in Oregon, doesn't matter. We got to look for that.
Whole new world.
And something that you taught me that, Kevin, you frustrated me so many times.
Here it comes.
Is you would say, Dominic, stop looking at what you see. You have to look at what was.
Mm-hmm.
And you've impacted me, so now that's impacting me to teach others that as well. Because I'm telling you, I'm down at the bottom of a creek, that burnt river, and you're telling me the gold is a mile up that hill, and I'm going, Kevin, you're full of it. Gold's a mile up the hill.
The gold's a mile up the hill, yeah.
So we're teaching people about the dirt party, but you know what? There's activities, there's games, there's fun. We have food at a lot of them to make it easy so you don't have to pack that in.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a party. And again, if you want to just sit back by the campfire, do it. On your off time, if you want to go prospect on your own, do it. But you're just going to put in a couple of shifts, a shift a day, and that gets you your split of gold at the end.
Okay, so that's a dirt party.
Dirt party. Now we have what we kind of nicknamed, you know, swing dancing, the detector hunts. So we've pulled those out. Instead of cramming three hunts in one morning, now we're going to do them. You come in on Friday, you'll leave on Sunday. You will have training going on at every one of these. You'll have fun and games as well, and there'll be multiple hunts. And I have a feeling, and people don't understand this, we're going to do some nighttime hunting as well, because you can't see it under the dirt anyway, so let's turn the lights off and have a little bit more fun.
Night hunts are some of the greatest times you can ever have.
I'm sure you'll see some good bloopers out there.
Yeah. Well, make sure to time it around the full moon as well. Full moon hunts are incredible.
I'm excited about that. You know, we had Kelly Co. come out to a Coney's hunt earlier this year, and it was amazing. You know, they donated a couple of machines. They even donated another one to the camp to help out with an auction that we do.
Mm-hmm.
So you're going to see people coming forward with prizes and tokens and coins and silver and gold. So I'm excited about putting that together now.
Okay. What's the level of a detectorist?
That's beautiful. Nothing to everything, because we make it to where everybody can find something. Just because you may go out there swinging fast like, you know, some do to find the tokens. It's not going to be, people learned this past year, because I had somebody that came to four different hunts. Every hunt was different.
That's what
it
should be.
So I will continue to make it different so that it is fair for everybody. Okay. And we want the person, you know, I don't care if you have a brand new metal detector that you've never taken out of the box. All I'm going to ask you is plug it in and charge it or put the batteries in. And we'll take it from there for you.
Do you need to show up with a detector?
We want you to. I do have always a few loaners that I can do, but we will also always make sure that if you need a detector in the market for one, we can help bundle that in for you.
That's true. That's true. Anything else going on as far? I mean, that's a full plate as it is. That's a lot. Oh, wait.
No.
But wait, there's more. I knew that was coming.
What you saw in 2019, the first time that I did Clash of the Trommels, it was done in Eastern Oregon on a private claim. It's limited to 25 people. It really is the original mother load that the GPAA used to do years ago. At our own property. Well, now we're going out and we're having these mother loads around the United States. So we had, you know, competition of trommels, but what you saw was a lot of smack talk till day one. And on day one, if this machine over here, if something went down on it, this guy over here went over and fixed, people just helping each other.
Right.
We had an ultimate blast. It created a haze of people wanting them at other camps and things like that. So Clash of the Trommels is coming back, but the sad thing is I can't do 1 week. We're doing 2 weeks, and that's in Eastern Oregon in June. But that's not all, Kevin.
I knew that. I've known you long enough. I'm just going to sit here and be quiet.
There's a little bit of room left on that plate.
Yeah.
So watching going bigger and bigger, you know, at the last Stanton outing, you know, the first one of the year, we went out and did a push dig out in the desert. We put a bond on a claim so that we can operate different. It went well. We learned some things. This last outing that we had out there, people saw a backhoe feeding another big, big, big dry washer. Well, that was just practice because we're having desert mayhem. Guess what month it's in?
May?
Hey, that's a good thing. Desert Mayhem will be in the desert outside of Stanton Camp. We will be running 2 weeks for that as well. So that's where you're going to move a lot of material. It is social. We don't bring the games. There's you work 4 hours in the morning, you work 4 hours in the afternoon, and then we relax and talk. But it's a good time.
It is. I haven't talked to anybody yet that's been to one of the, and I've talked to a few people that were at Clash of the Titans.
Trommels,
including one of the Trommel owners.
Yep.
And interesting, you know, some interesting remarks, all good, but some of them were pretty interesting.
I'll tell you, I know one of the people you spoke with, and on day one, when I asked him, hey, how's Cyclops working? He's like, oh my God, it's never run fresh water before because it's always recirculated out in the desert.
Mm-hmm.
He had that thing purring like crazy.
Yeah, yeah, oh yeah.
You know, he's never seen, that machine has never had that much material go
through
it.
He keeps talking about it running fresh water for the very first time. It's actually, to me, it's pretty funny and almost refreshing to know that Cyclops finally got to eat some fresh water.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that was just great. All right, anything else you want to talk about as far as just the events that are going on?
First of all, I think if you haven't experienced one, you need to come and experience it. You know, I can sit here, you could read my articles, you can read anything. Come experience them. They're all a little bit different. But bring what we ask. Bring your spouse, bring your wife, bring friends, bring family. Bring as many people as you can. Everybody can sign up. They're open to anybody. You know, sometimes people think, oh, no, that's just for LDMA. No, they're hosted on LDMA property.
That's a very important distinction to make. That is, anybody listening to this podcast right now, LDMA member, GPA member,
non-member,
all they have to do is contact the office to sign up for any of the outings or any of the dirt parties or any of the swing hunts, anything. How do they get a hold of how do they reach the office?
800-551-9707 and tell them, I want a party. You just pick the party. But, you know, Kevin, here's one thing. We talk a lot about digging. We talk a lot about the high bankers, the Trommels. We also need participants that go, no, not for me. Well, the beauty is we have people that volunteer instead of digging, they'll work in the kitchen. Mm-hmm. They'll work in gold recovery cleanup. They'll work in camp operations to help. You know, maybe it's emptying the trash here and there. We need people to fill all of that. You know, we have a gentleman that, you know, he has a really bad back. And he's like, Dominic, I can't do it anymore. And I said, well, what if you never touched a shovel, but you were still a part of it and you're still going to get your split? He's the happiest guy helping out in the kitchen.
Sure, of course. And that's really always been the spirit of the LDMA ever since the first camp. And you know, I go back so many years with the LDMA.
You're pretty old.
Yeah, I am pretty old. But I was thinking the other day about the way the events have changed. And it's, you know, going back to 76, and I remember the very first outing that I went to out at Ibar. And I think it was like 81, 82, somewhere in that neighborhood. And it was amazing. It just, everything that was going on, the camaraderie, the fun, the back-breaking work that was being done on a day-to-day basis.
Yeah.
And here we are all these years later. And we're still doing the same thing at such a bigger scale and having so much more, you know, it is still an outing. It's still bringing people together at every level of prospecting ability.
Yeah, yeah.
The difference is now between then and now is that they really are open for the public.
They really are. And again, why not have more of your family there? Mm-hmm. It's not just the member. Now, here's the other part. Let's say you have a spouse that goes, dirt's not for me. I just want to sit, read a book, watch the dogs.
Right.
You can do that. You know, you're not going to get a split, but you're not a participant, but you're part of the family mm-hmm. that can be there. So that's the thing that we really want to get out there is get involved. You know, GPA attracts so many brand new members. Mm-hmm. People have never found gold before. Well, the next step is you have to hit the dirt in order to find gold, mm-hmm. and a lot of people don't. So why not come to an outing and get your first experience there? Because I guarantee you everybody goes home with gold.
Sure.
Everybody goes home with gold.
And one of the most, especially with this podcast, the majority of the people listening to this podcast are not members. They're not members at all. Matter of fact, a lot of them are brand new. Yes, we can fix that. And I'm going to have to send Paul over to ask Greg about the a special code for GPAA members. We'll check on that one and see what's going on. Man, I'll tell you what, this poor guy is running himself to death. He's filming all of this with an iPhone, and he is just back and forth. Are you getting worn out, man?
Well, remember when he came out with the Polaroid first? We said, that doesn't work.
Yeah, the SX70. Yeah, he was trying to take pictures and everything else like that. Yeah. So it's historic. But it's also history. It's how this entire organization was founded.
Yeah.
Based on being able to go find gold, understanding what the properties are. And for those of you that are listening that aren't even sure what we're talking about when we're talking about the Lost Dutchman Mining Association, the GPA was founded in 1969, somewhere in that neighborhood. Yeah, we know.
Depends what paper you look
at. Yeah, it depends on what paper you look at. But the LDMA was founded in 1976, and that was what George and the family wanted to have as a premier facilities across the United States for prospecting and mining. And every camp has patented property. They're patented mining claims, not just patented property. It's not like, you know, a piece of dirt out in the middle of nowhere that there's no gold on.
It's a piece of dirt.
It's a piece of dirt.
In the middle of nowhere.
Yeah.
But it has gold.
Yeah, but it has gold. And that was the beginning of the Lost Dutchman Mining Association, and it has always been that premier organization that is, it doesn't have that cost. Like when you think about some of these other organizations that have this premier level.
Right,
it's
right.
It's not anything like that. So it's affordable. It's a great time, a great opportunity to get out and meet people, be out with other like-minded people, travel all across the United States to, you know, any of the camps.
What's interesting, and I know you've seen this too, is, you know, people will come out to a dirt party,
mm-hmm.
and they have a great time and they experience the camp, and all of a sudden they'll go, can we stay an extra week?
Sure.
Obviously, members, absolutely. You know, LDMA members can stay up to 6 months.
Right.
But that's that turning point. When they have that experience, they want more.
Mm-hmm.
And that leads a lot of people into the LDMA,
mm-hmm.
because they had such a good experience. They met new friends. They found some gold. They want to go find more, and it's a beautiful thing.
Right, right. It's just a great organization. It always has been.
They're already calling in. They want to sign up.
There you go. Hey, Paul, do we have any questions that have been coming across, or have you even had a chance to look?
Raise your voice, Paul. We can't hear you.
Yeah. How are things coming along as far as more properties on the East Coast? Turn the mics up. Talking about the dredge, Nuzzle Hogger. Hello from Arkansas. Great news feed, and hello from Loud Mind.
Nice.
Hello,
nice.
Loud Mind.
Hello Brad Loud Dover. Mind. Brad and the old gang. So for all of you, because Paul is literally walking around filming this with a handheld camera, if you want to listen to the entire podcast, just type in on a Google search, On the Gold with Kevin Hoagland, and that will take you directly to the link once it's up. It'll be tomorrow before it's up for this entire podcast, and you'll be able to hear it in the way that Dominic and I are hearing it right now, which is...
Well, we sound good to each other.
Yeah, we really do, which is going to be a little bit different than what you're hearing. All right, now... I pulled into the office on Monday. I started hearing about all these bundles and all this other stuff that was going on. Let's not. It's just you and me, man. Nobody's listening.
It's interesting.
Nobody's listening. Just tell me what's going on with the
bundles. Forget Paul.
Yeah.
You know, LDMA has done a lot of membership drive where they've bundled it with equipment. It entices people. It's great. If you need it, boom. Well, what I felt was we've done a lot of that, but there's a lot of people that may have already joined LDMA. Maybe that, you know, they've gotten some piece of equipment. They're looking for something else. So I just said, let's bundle stuff up.
How many people don't know what they're looking for?
Well, I can help them with that. You know, we have access to pretty much anything that's out there. So, you know, coincidentally, earlier today, somebody called in, wanted to go to Stanton Outing, him and his wife. Okay, we had two spots. They wanted their meal cards. That's fine. He also wanted to hit 1 week. I know we're going to get two out of them, but 1 week of Desert Mayhem. But he sat there and he said, I really could use that backpack dredge, High Banker. We got that for him. We just get him a price, and we bundle it all together, and it'll ship out. So if you need a detector for the hunt, if you just need a detector, if you need a High Banker, you need gold recovery equipment, if you need a pinpointer, anything you're looking for, let us know, and we'll put it into a package for you.
Okay, so what are, and you just rattled off a bunch of equipment, but what is on the bundle pages? Do you remember all of them? I mean, I know there's a Gold Hog Raptor. There's the Keen Mighty Max.
There's Keen. Really, you need to think of everything. You just tell us what you're looking for. But, you know, we have a Proline 3-inch dredge High Banker combo. Mm-hmm. We have the Rapper. We have Gold Cube. We have the Gold Hog Multi-Sluice. Mm-hmm. Garrett AT Gold. Mine Lab Gold Monster. Mine Lab Eureka 800. Again, let us know what you want, and we can find it.
So beyond what's on those sheets, when people start seeing that come across, because the GPAA is basically a dealer for almost every manufacturer out there.
Absolutely.
And just because it's not on those sheets and you don't see it on those sheets does not mean that we cannot get that for you as part of the bundle.
Absolutely. You know, the hardest question once you decide what you want is this. Do you want it shipped to you? Or do you want to pick it up at the camp when we get there?
Are they paying the shipping?
We cover the first $100 worth of shipping.
Oh, that's cool.
You know, so this dredge combo that went out, it only cost an extra $25 to have it shipped.
Right.
So, again, this is your opportunity. If you've been thinking about a piece of equipment, let us know. All you have to do is tell us. If you have, you know, like I keep stressing, bring the family, bring your friends, you know, the guy you saw at the gas station, whatever, you know, let's package it together for you. We just want to fill up these parties and have a good old time with people.
Right, right. Hey, Paul, we're 23 minutes into this. Do you want to keep on going? And I mean, Dom, I've got a lot of questions I have for Dom as far as what's going on at the LDMA camps. You want to keep going with that, or do you want to end that part of it, and we'll just keep talking for all the on the gold?
Hey, you know, let me.
It's amazing that they.
I need that. I'm looking at the pick and shovel, the December January issue. It's our current one. If you look on the front page, getting her dig on, right up here, we had one of our own people.
Oh, Annie.
Annie from the office. She's only been here 13 years, we finally got her out to her first dig.
13?
15.
Are you sure?
It's in the teens. Doesn't matter. But, you know, there's a whole article on here of her experience at Vane Mountain in North Carolina. Mm-hmm. What did she do? She dredged for the first time. She worked on a trommel for the first time. A High Banker. She's been to Alaska before.
Right.
But never at this level. She helped with the cleanup. She did panning. She experienced every part of it. So if you're not sure, read the latest issue. If you're not a member, find a member. If you can't find a member, become a member. You'll get an issue. But to me, that is the perfect thing right there to say, that's what happens at a dirt party.
Yeah, and Annie is that example, that perfect example, that somebody that's been around it. For a long time.
Long time.
At least if... heard about it, knows what goes on, but never experienced it.
Hands. She never touched it. She can explain it,
mm-hmm.
But she truly got her hands-on experience.
So for all of those people that are sitting out there watching all of these shows on TV, and you're thinking you can't do this because, A, you don't have $50 million to go out and do it. B, you're not going to drop an F-bomb every 3.5 seconds, and you're not going to fight with every member in your family.
No.
Come out to a dirt party. Come out to anything that's going on at any of the LDMA camps.
You will find.
You'll learn.
You will connect with people that you've never met before.
Right.
And you will start a relationship, you'll be talking, and then you won't see each other until the next one. Or you won't talk to each other at all, but the next party you show up, you just start right all over again.
Oh, yeah.
It's beautiful.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful thing.
Well, and I remember when I used to travel from camp to camp. There would be people that I would talk to, and I wouldn't see them again for 4 or 5 or 6 months, and we'd literally pick up the conversation where we left off. And that's, you only do that with some of your very best friends. I mean, right. You and I have been doing that for years. We'll start a conversation.
We'll banter.
And we'll leave it alone. And we go away, and then we pick up the conversation
comes
again.
Comes right back.
Yeah, always comes back. So that's part of it. All right, I don't want to go through all of the camps. I mean, I would love to sit here and especially take a look at
the new website.
Yeah, lostdutchman.com. Is it LDMA.com?
No, it's lostdutchmans with an S, yes. .com.
Okay, lostdutchmans, no apostrophe.
No apostrophe.
Lost, LostDutchmans.com.
Wow, that's pretty good. It's written on the wall, huh?
Pretty close. No, I'm not going to do it.
You know,
Oscar Sierra Tango.
The events are on there. They can look at them all, but again, not all the equipment's on there.
Right.
So it's a simple call. It's worth the time. If there's something you're looking for, let us know. We'll make it happen for you.
And if you're a GPA or an LDMA member, or you have ever inquired to the GPA or LDMA, you should have gotten an email that was showing all of that as well.
As long as we had an active email, last week it should have gone out.
Right. Okay. And, gosh, you know what? I'm going to let you, I'm going to kind of put you in an awkward position. I'm going to ask you to talk about one of the camps.
Which one?
I don't care. You pick you just pick a camp, and I need you, I'm going to mute my microphone. Because there is a special offer that Greg and I were talking about yesterday. So I'm going to ask you what's going on at...
Hey, why don't we ask Paul? What do they want? Which camp do they pick?
Yeah, anybody?
Let's
somebody
put it on
pick
Paul.
A camp.
Pick a
somebody
camp.
Somebody pick a camp.
What's the first one? First camp.
What?
Kevin can spell.
Lima, Oscar, Sierra, Tango, Lima.
Let's talk about a Coney.
Talk about a Coney.
A Coney, South Carolina. I'm going to tell you, you drive into that camp, and you are in God's country. Blake Shelton, thanks for the song. Was there this past October. You drove in. I've never seen so many campers, trailers in this camp. Ken and April, the caretakers, did a phenomenal job cleaning this property up after years of just being left alone. We have an assistant there, Frankie. He helps out. Amazing. This camp was spotless. We had almost 50 people in the outing. We kind of max out at 30 at that property, but we had 50. Why not? We can do it. We had a huge, huge pond. We had Brad Dover's AU Dragon there. We had Puff the Magic Dragon there, Tom's special contraption. They had a little competition. We always have people. Hey, nice to come back, Kevin.
Yeah.
We always have people washing rocks because, you know, there's a lot of gold that gets stuck to those rocks. But you have
what?
A gold pond.
Gold stuck to a rock? Gold doesn't get stuck to a rock.
You know, people worry about claim robbers. Well, the biggest claim robber out there is clay.
Yes.
And you taught me that, Kevin. But, you know, we have pond. We have so much gold-bearing material that we've pulled up that is waiting for our members to run. You doing okay, Kevin?
Yeah, I'm doing great.
You're turning red over there.
I'm laughing.
But you're having a good time.
I'm always having a good time.
But, Coney, you know, there is a secret waterfall. It is an oasis.
No, there's not.
Well, not anymore. The thing is, bring a machete because you can get to it with a couple of swipes, you know, once you get down to it. But Ken and April found this beautiful little oasis waterfall. If you just want to go relax and have a little private time, that's where it's at. You want to sluice? Go ahead, sluice. You want to dredge? You can't dredge in the creek, but you can do dry land dredging. Mm-hmm. Again, it's just beautiful. There's electric hookups. You know, it is one of the more primitive camps, but it is oh so beautiful.
Right.
And pump water right out of the creek. So you do have your water. I wouldn't drink it, per se, but you can use it for everything else.
No, I wouldn't drink it. No.
So does that answer everything about Oconee?
Absolutely. Thank you for answering all the questions on Oconee LDMA camp.
In the next issue of the magazine, I can tell you, Ken and April have put together, I'm just going to call it some smoke fest. Now, before you think what you think. I think it's one day it's brisket, one day it's prime rib.
That's what I'm thinking.
And one day it's like pork ribs. That's their own special camp outing that they're doing. Take a look at that one.
Okay. When is that?
It's in April, I hope. I'm right. Possibly.
I hope you're right, too.